Good morning. This is KWSO News. I'm Duncan Bruno. Yesterday in Salem, House Bill 4148 that modifies Oregon's dependency code to align with the Federal Indian Child Welfare Act passed the Oregon House. American Indian and Alaska Native children represent 4.8% of children in Oregon's foster care system, even though they only made up 1.6% of the state's population. KTVZ reports Representative Tana Sanchez of Portland led the effort, saying this legislation is the product of years of hard work by a wide variety of stakeholders. Sanchez said for too many Native children in Oregon, the care that they are receiving while in state custody is not culturally appropriate and out of compliance with federal law. Following decades of destructive assimilation, policies forced upon Native children and families, the protections and commitments in House Bill 4148 are long overdue. The bill now moves over to the Oregon Senate. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden is holding town halls this month in Wasco, Tillamook, Lincoln, and Jefferson counties. He is finishing this early tour today in Madras for Jefferson County Town Hall at the Madras Performing Arts Center at 10 a.m. Wyden says he looks forward to hearing Oregonians' ideas, concerns, questions, and priorities in these town halls. Warm Springs Natural Resources announced another period of commercial sturgeon gillnet fishing along with platform hook and line fishing in the John Day Pool for Zone 6 that started yesterday morning at 6 a.m. and continues until next Monday, February 24th at 6 p.m. Natural Resources also reports smelt are still present in the Cowlitz River and are available for harvest. Tribal staff have not found smelt in the Sandy River as of Wednesday. They will continue to survey the river through the month of March. A U.S. regulatory agency delayed a vote on a proposed natural gas pipeline and marine export terminal in Oregon. One member said Thursday that greenhouse gas emissions and endangered species should be considered, and he blasted the decision-making process as rotten. The issues bluntly raised at the meeting of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission in Washington came on top of objections to the mega project by Oregon's Department of Land Conservation and Development. In a letter released Wednesday, the department said the Jordan Cove Energy Project would harm the environment and had failed to obtain necessary permits. There was no immediate response to a request for comment from Jordan Cove. And in local sports, the Madras High School Lady Buffs basketball was on the road yesterday to Malala and got the victory 56-48. Leading scorers were Gianna Smith-Francis with 23 points and Jaden Davis with 11. The Buff boys hosted Malala last night and gained the victory in their last home game of the season, 53-41, led by Jabri Miller with 26 points and Derek Main with 14. The Warm Springs K-8 girls basketball teams finished their season hosting Jefferson County Middle School yesterday. The 7th grade girls won 39-32, led by Onalicia Johnson with 16 points and Bianca Plazola with 14. The 8th grade girls won 72-22 with leading scorers Sasha Esquiro with 24 points and Rylan Davis with 13. The 8th grade girls finished their season undefeated. Madras High School Wrestling has sent 22 students to compete in the 4A Special District 4 tournament in Ontario with all but one weight class represented. Teams competing are Baker, Powder Valley, Corbett, Gladstone, LeGrand, McLaughlin, Weston, McEwen, Ontario, Sisters, and Madras. The team includes Warm Springs wrestlers Brady David, Garrett Jackson, Josh Olney, Evan Garcia, Robbie Warner, Shane Beamer, Colin Switzler, and Dominic Holliday. The tournament is today and tomorrow. The 1A Big Sky Tournament is at Madras High School today and tomorrow. At 3 this afternoon, the Ione Arlington girls play Dufour. At 4:30, the Ione Arlington boys play Dufour. At 6, the South Wasco County girls play Echo. And at 7:30, the Red Sides boys face Condon Wheeler. I'm Duncan Bruno, reporting for KWSO News.